All right, I'm doing a very short Future Friday because I said yesterday that I'd see you today. And as I say, everything's going nuts. I mean, we're going to get through the times ahead, but we're only going to do that as we follow the basic principles of Jesus' teaching in the book of Matthew. It's pretty much the same through the rest of the Bible. Love your neighbor as yourself. If there's a problem with someone, go talk to that person. Don't talk about someone without them. Look at the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the meek. Let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. Also James, be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to anger. These basic principles are necessary to guide us through the times ahead. And as long as we're trying to legislate and revolt God's kingdom into the earth, we're not going to know what to do and where to go. Things are about to get so crazy throughout the entire world that it's not going to matter what political party is in charge. I mean, think about the planet Krypton getting ready to explode. As my good friend Jedediah always says, the Titanic is sinking and we're fighting over the captain's seat. There are certain things that can be done to navigate the way ahead, but the deeper problem in America is not that Trump didn't get reelected. The deeper problem in America is not going to be solved by putting in a Democrat that's going to rack up the debt more than France had before Napoleon was then able to take over. Debt is what allows a country to fall to a foreign enemy. And Democrats love spending, and they love to say that this will be the first time in history that debt doesn't destroy a country. But stopping that or doing that is not the core of America's problem. We have a love issue. The reason we even have this problem is because we haven't loved our neighbors. We have not listened. And we haven't told people that no means no. You've got too many people that are pushing it and pushing it and pushing it and pushing it and pushing it, and they don't stop because no one's ever made them stop. Why is it that Republicans were able to push it so far? Why were Democrats able to push it so far? Because their voters never held them accountable before that. It was too difficult and too hard to create a third party. And that's why we're here. Because people didn't want to have to stand up and stop a big fat problem. Oh, that's too much work. They only stand up and do the right thing when it's utter chaos. Well, here's your utter chaos. Is it time to form a third party yet? I wrote about the People's Party, I think, in 2013, because I knew this was coming. I didn't think we'd be here until 2030, but apparently things are far worse than even I foresaw. So yeah, I thought the People's Party would be ignored until 2030. Well, maybe it's my optimism that misled me. I suppose Trump could end up leading the third party. I don't know what he's going to end up doing. I don't know where things are going to go. Trump is going to have some place that he's going to pour his energy. And I suppose the only chance of peace is where people have hope for a future. Because if people don't have hope for a future, then they'll just smash everything. And people will not trust the Republican Party. They've lost that. And they won't trust an election again. They've lost that. Well, even if Republicans win, Democrats won't trust it. See, that's the thing. Nobody's going to trust the elections again. Not like this. So what could happen? The only way for peace is if Trump starts a third party and dissolves a Republican Party. That's the only way. That's the only chance we have for peace. And Democrat voters, well, I don't know. I mean, with the sweeping election that he won, considering that which was not statistically and economically impossible, like all these votes coming in out of nowhere, counting the votes that were possible according to laws of metaphysics, Trump has an overwhelming support from both conservatives and a good number of Democrats. So I don't know. I suppose that he could start the third party to dissolve the Republican Party. That's a possibility. But the only path forward is something that undoes the system. And in order to successfully deal with all of the layers that are being pulled back as this structure is stripped down to its frame and its foundation, the only way to survive that is with the basic virtues taught by Jesus and taught in the New Testament letters. Love your neighbor. Be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to anger. If we move in that direction, we'll know what to do and where to go. As for the people, you know, but I was talking about this with Jed, and I said, what do we pray for? I mean, you know, we're watching an election get stolen. The people cast their vote. They need to have the results they voted for. And Jed told me, Jesse, the people have asked for this chaos because they haven't been loving each other. The blistering rebuke here for the conservatives. It's not because Trump's tone was arrogant that he didn't get enough votes to defeat the vote steal. The vote steal would have just been greater and the same thing would have happened. The reason that we got here is because the conservatives didn't call for police punishment in death by hanging, like a law that does death by hanging for police officers who shoot people on the job. The conservatives had to say, no, you don't shoot people. You're police. You're trained to enforce the law without using lethal or seriously harmful force. Not even paralyzing this guy that got shot and is now paralyzed. We're here because we haven't loved our neighbors. And if the conservatives had simply taken up the causes and instead of praising the good police, gone after the bad police, there's bad police here. We don't want bad police. I love the good police. I never said I didn't love the good police. I said, we got to stop the bad police, but the good police are good. And that's what the discussion was. And that's why we're here. That's why Democrats were able to get enough votes that they were in enough power in order to steal this election. Because through all the years, even since Ferguson, that was in the Obama years, the conservatives have not taken up the cause of their neighbors because they have not felt the pain themselves. Apparently, they needed to feel the pain. And so now they do. All right. Now, having said that, I'm over here in Taiwan. And the trouble I'm looking at is China. I'm staring China right down the throat. And they're getting ready to come over and attack here anytime. I'm not scared. I'm really not worried. I'm frankly sad, but I also feel like it's going to be okay because maybe this is actually going to wake us up. This is waking up a lot of people, a lot of people. This is waking up a lot of people. And I think waking up is probably the most important step. See you next week.